Hi guys, welcome to Never Too Much True Crime. I'm Amaya. Hi. I started a series where I talk about a new true crime story every week. How are you guys? How are you doing? Before we start, I just want to say like a few things because I noticed that I started getting hate comments, which you know you're doing something right if you get hate comments. Now, I talk about murder, right? That's obvious. And I feel like it's insensitive to be like, hi guys, welcome to my channel. Hi guys, my name is Amaya and we're gonna talk about murder. You know, I want to be respectful as much as I can. So if I am talking in a monotone voice, it's not because, oh, I'm just boring and I don't have any personality. I'm talking about gruesome things that has happened in people's lives. And I feel like it's more of a respect thing. So yeah, I just wanted to get that out of the way. It just seems like when you're on the internet, like people are gonna hate on you regardless of what you do. And I love what I do. I know that my video qualities aren't the best, but I'm just starting out. I want you guys to have the best experience when you're on my channel. And that's all I have to say about that. So now let's get on with the story. This week, we're going to be talking about Dr. Karl Tanzler. Dr. Karl Tanzler was born in Dresden, Germany in 1877. Tanzler grew up in Imperial Germany, but at some point he would move to Australia just prior to the outbreak of World War I. On April 22, 1930, while working at the Marine Hospital in Key West, this is where Tanzler met Maria, a local Cuban-American woman who had been brought to the hospital by her mother for an examination. Tanzler immediately recognized her as the beautiful dark-haired woman, and he fell in love with her. Hoyos was viewed as a local beauty in the Key West. Very, very beautiful woman. Elena was the daughter of a local cigar maker, Francisco Pancho Hoyos, and Aurora Milagro. She had two sisters. On February 18, 1926, Elena married Luis Mesa. Mesa left Elena shortly after she suffered a miscarriage of the couple's child and moved to Miami. Elena was diagnosed with having tuberculosis, a very fatal disease at that time. Tanzler, with his medical knowledge, decided that he was going to treat Elena with different types of medicines, as well as an x-ray and electrical equipment that were brought to the Hoyos' home. Tanzler, he was in love. He bought her jewelry and clothing, but sadly, his love for her was very much one-sided. There wasn't any evidence that showed that she was in love with him too. Tanzler, he tries to treat her so that she can be healthy again. And sadly, she died in her parents' home in Key West on October 25th, 1931. Tanzler paid for the funeral and with the permission of her family, then commissioned the construction of an above-ground mausoleum in the Key West Cemetery, which he visited almost every night. One evening in April 1933, Tanzler crept through the cemetery where Elena was buried and removed her body from the mausoleum. He goes to the cemetery after dark and he digs up Elena's body using a toy wagon and transporting her body to his home. He reportedly said that Elena's spirit would come to him when he would sit by her grave and he would, you know, sing songs to her. He also said that she would often tell him to take her from the grave. He attached the corpse's bones together with piano wire and fitted the face with glass eyes. As the skin of the corpse decomposed, Tanzler replaced it with silk cloth soaked in wax and plaster of Paris. As her hair fell out, she was decomposing, he made a wig from her hair. He filled the corpse's abdominal and chest cavity with rags to keep their original form. He dressed Elena's remains in stockings, jewelry, and gloves and kept the body in his bed. Tanzler also used lots of perfume, disinfectants, and preserving agents to mask the foul odor from her body. And that is crazy. The fact that he had her in his bed and she's just like rotting, that's so disgusting. Like how could you be laying down for a dead corpse and it's just decomposing? Like I would lose my mind. Like this guy was really crazy. In October 1940, Elena's sister heard rumors of him sleeping with a body and she confronted him at his home and that's where she found her sister's body. He was also caught dancing with her corpse in front of an open window. So Elena's sister, she tells the authorities and Tanzler was arrested and detained where he was examined. they found out that he was mentally competent to stand trial on a charge of destroying a grave and removing a body without authorization. They end up having a hearing on October 9th, 1940 at the Monroe County Courthouse in Key West. Tansler was held to answer on the charge, but the case was eventually dropped and he was released as the statute of limitations for the crime had expired. Okay, he falls in love with a woman. He's in love with this woman. He's obsessed with her. She doesn't like him. She dies. He goes to her grave, takes her body. He's living with it. He's sleeping with the body. And you mean to tell me that the charges were dropped? Unbelievable. Shortly after they found her body, Elena's body was examined. Her body was put on public display at the Dean Lopez Funeral Home, where it was viewed by a lot of people, over 6,000 people. They actually returned her body to Key West Cemetery, where the remains were buried in an unmarked grave in a secret location to prevent further tampering. This whole story is crazy, but the craziest part about this is that when the media got a hold of what he was doing, okay, they felt bad for him. Like, oh, it's romantic. You know, it was the love of his life and he wanted to be next to her. So back then, people weren't like, oh my God, he stole someone's dead body and he's dancing with the dead body and dressing the dead body up. People were like, oh my God, this is romantic. This is amazing. This is cute. What? When is stealing someone's dead body and dressing it up cute? I do true crime. We know this. But some of these stories that I talk about, it's just like, literally, it's what the F? What were you thinking? Like, how did you get to this point in your life where you're like, yeah, I'm still a dead body and dress it up and play house? It was assumed that he was a necrophiliac. People thought that he was doing things to Elena's body because she had like tubes in certain areas, but it was dismissed because it wasn't really enough proof to prove that he was. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's a reach to say that, but you never know. In 1944, he moves to Florida. After all of this happens, he's still obsessed with Elena to the point where he creates a death mask. He lived with it until he died. On July 3rd, 1952, he dies at the age of 75. His body was discovered on the floor of his home 3 weeks after his death. It was said that he died in the arms of the life-size statue that he made of Elena. Also written that he actually switched the bodies of the life-size statue and actually had Elena's actual body. Somewhere down the line, someone finds a note saying that Tansler confessed to killing her by poisoning her. But I don't know how accurate that is. But there is a note, and in that note, it just said that how he killed her because she was in pain from being sick. And that, my friends, is the story of Carl Tansler. Let me know what you guys think. You know what I think. I think this guy was freaking crazy. I think he was just, I say this every week. I always say that this person's crazy. But really, this guy was very unhinged. It's like, why would you think that it's okay to do that? What he did was very disturbing and it's creepy. And the fact that the media was eating this up, the media was like, oh my God, this is romantic. This is cute. As always, guys, thank you guys so much for supporting me. And I'll see you guys next week with a new Never Too Much True Crime. I hope you guys are being safe. And watch out for weirdos like this. Okay?